Welcome back to another The Pink Elephant with Nicole Michelle. So, what's been on my mind for the last few days is I'm seeing a shift in pop culture. I'm seeing a shift in the society where it's swinging back right. And this is a good thing. But I think it's swinging right for the wrong reasons. Now, as someone who was a staunch Trump supporter, I don't ever back down from that. That's just how I voted. And that's how I felt. I believe that he was good for the country. People have their beliefs and things like that. But as a conservative woman who I believe God is the way, I believe that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I believe that our country is going in the toilet, respectfully, like circling the bowl, if you will. And I see it happening. I see it happening in our schools. I see it happening in our churches. And COVID kind of catapulted it further ahead, which is the downward spiral of our country. And I see it. And I see it happening in our homes, which is what I do for a living. Is not only am I a housewife, a proud one, but in my spare time, I work with women who want to become traditional wives. They did not have the conventional grooming of a mother-daughter grooming to be a wife, much less a traditional one. And in this society, this pop culture, this whore culture, as I call it, does not support a woman's right to choose a family. You have the right to choose to not have your baby. You have the right to choose to not go to church. You have the right to choose to sleep with many men, but you don't have the right to choose a godly man who wants to have a family with you. But I digress. So seeing society go down the toilet bowl, it's like circling and circling and circling. I'm trying to salvage as many women as I possibly can who absolutely see the value in family. They see the value in having faith in God, and they see the value in being feminine and being honorable women, respectable women, modestly dressed women who can be good examples for our young women, young girls as they grow up into young women. I am looking to support those women in their journey to become traditional wives that are in the home. And they might be homeschooling, but whatever the case may be, they are at home. They're serving their husbands and their children from home. So I have been seeing this downward spiral of society, and what I'm seeing is a shift, and it's a good shift. I like the shift. It's slowly but surely shame is coming back as a word that was actually in the dictionary that meant something. And now shame is being reintroduced. And shame is a word that we are implementing to show a difference between good women who are trying, who literally see the errors in their ways and are trying to self-correct, the good women who grew up right. They grew up with a mother and a father trying to raise them to be good women, to give back to the society, to serve God, have a family, and so forth and so on. The good women who may not have had the perfect beginning, but definitely want to self-correct and have a great ending. Society is not supporting any of those women. But what I see now is the word shame is coming back, and I'm seeing a shift. And it could just be my circles, but I don't think so. I think a lot of the feminists are starting to feel it. I think that they're starting to age out of the game. Women are starting to pay attention to old feminists and old whores who are now saying, you know what? Family isn't so bad. And you know what? You can go to college and travel the world, but hey, if I could do it all over again, I'd still have a family. I'd still try. And we're starting to see them backtrack. And then they come to social media and they used to harass women like myself who used to say, you know, faith, family, and femininity is the three pillars of the inner beauty movement. We stand by that wholeheartedly. And they would say, we're giving women the right to choose. Well, so am I. I'm supporting women's right to choose God, family, and be feminine. That's what I'm trying to do. As a conservative Black woman, this is rather difficult because pop culture wants us to believe that dysfunction and degeneracy is normal. And that is the way that the devil really works, is to create this vacuum of making people think that wrong is right and right is wrong. But I am here to tell each and every woman, and men if you're listening, but each and every woman here to hold on. Don't give up. Don't give in to pop culture. The very women who tell you it's your choice will scoff at you, laugh at you, and talk about you behind your back once you make the same decisions they make, because misery loves company. I'm here to tell you, I wish there was a woman who was so emphatic like I was like I am now when I was younger. I wish that woman existed. There were women, but they had individual ministries and they were, you know, in different parts of the church. So, but their mission wasn't just this. It wasn't just family. It was like, you know, touch on the subject and move on. This is my life's work, is repairing the family. And, you know, I'm doing this podcast off the top of my head. I don't have a script. I don't read from a script. I don't go to AI and have the AI write my script. I just talk from the heart. I just tell God, give me what to say to encourage these women to hold on to your unchanging hand. That's all I do. And sometimes I might, you know, misspeak or say something out. I need you to hear my passion. I need you to hear my love. I need you to hear my fervor in my voice. I need you to hear that I love you. And God loves you. And he doesn't want you to give in to the world. And you know what? Conservatism is taking a different... It still means the same. You will always have extremists, you know. You will always have those extreme that want America to be the dark part of America. They want to hold on to the dark part of America. I don't associate with that. And many people on the right don't associate with the dark part of America. But what we do hold fast to is faith and family. And for a lot of people who live in dysfunction, live in squalor, they want to continue that because they want to remain in the dark part of America too. Because even though the dark part of America didn't favor them, it allows them cover to continue doing the crap that they do. It's just that simple. So ladies, I want you to hold on to God's hand. If you're listening to this, and maybe you're not Christian, maybe you're not conservative, but you like my message, I want you to hang in there, because my message is really about family. That's the middle of it. Faith, family, and femininity. But most women can hear me on the femininity part. And a lot of women can hear me on the family part. So you may not hear me on the faith part. And some women may only hear me on the faith part. What I want you to gather is, though, the family is woven into the fabric of the United States. Without the family as the needle and thread that creates the United States, we have nothing. We have nothing. We just have a hodgepodge of people with different ideas trying to make it. Who can take from the other? Who can hoard resources the most? Who can sleep with the most people? Who can have the most babies? Who can keep the other group of people from not procreating and hoarding resources from that group and that group and that group? That's what we have, is a bunch of hodgepodge of people just doing whatever. But I want you ladies to understand, when women get back on board with understanding the value of family and what that means, and how being a woman, a wife, and a mother is the most important role, one of the most important roles, and I believe it is the important role that you'll ever have in life. Once you get back to understanding that role and being happy with it, and understanding that fulfillment as a woman just doesn't come from corporate America, it also comes from being at home and having your husband smile after a warm meal you just made. Your children making good grades because you have time to give them the extra tutoring. Healthy children who are able to be nursed by you and not rushed off to daycare and surrounded by a bunch of germs and people who don't like them. This is what I'm talking about. When we return back to that mentality, we're on to something. We're on the way to healing our land. And it's in the scriptures, the Bible says, God says, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face. We haven't done that. We've literally turned against God. And having a pandemic has accelerated that, because that allows us cover. That gives us an excuse to not do what we're supposed to do. And that is together in his name and serve him. And we don't do that. And we've gotten farther away from that. Well, I want to leave this with every woman that's listening to me now. When we return back to family values, and we accept fulfillment from the family, not only can we receive fulfillment from being feminine women, being creative and all those things. Listen, I get fulfillment from my business. I get fulfillment from the women. But you know what? All of that takes second place to my family. Whenever my business overlaps my family, that's a problem. And when women get to that point where we go, family is everything, family is the most important thing, we'll be okay. There's a lot of pain there. It's a lot of pain from women making family first, and it didn't work out for them. But you know what? More women were blessed by family than hurt by family. I believe this to be true. And you know what? No institution is perfect, but I guarantee you, intact families raise productive human beings more often than not. And that's what we have to go back to. Dysfunctional, grimy witches, grimy people want you to believe that families produce the same bad people in society. That may be true. That may be true, but not overwhelmingly so. No. Families are what we need. They need you to believe that dysfunction is normal. Because if they can normalize dysfunction, we are effectively going down the bowl. We're no longer circling it. We're effectively going down the bowl. I want you to not look at the next election like, oh, this is Biden against whoever the Republicans put forth at this time. It's not about that. It's about the direction of the country and how you want to see this country in 5, 10, 15, 20 years. Because you know what? When I become a grandmother, I want to leave a good world, which it won't be. But I want to leave something good for my grandkids and my great-grands that they can take and be productive citizens. I don't want them to feel like, what in the world did you do? What in the world did my parents and my grandparents and my great-grandparents, what did you leave me? We want to leave them a world where they can thrive. We don't want to leave them a piece of world, inherit a bunch of debt, fighting in wars and rumors of wars. Even though the Bible has already predicted this, the Bible has already stated this throughout the word, that they're going to start persecuting Christians. We know this is coming. But for now, we need to be praying. For now, we need to be praying without ceasing. And ladies, those of you who are listening to me and you're thinking about whether you want to have a family or not, now's the time. Because now we're getting to the edge of the world, literally, where men no longer see the value in marriage. And when they no longer see the value in marriage, this is scary times. This is scary because now they don't see the value in you. They don't see the value in marriage. They don't see the value in legacy, producing offspring to further the legacy. They don't see the importance and the value in that, because so many people come from fragmented families that they don't even see the value in an intact one. So they don't want to continue a legacy. They don't even see the value in it. We're here, ladies. We're here. So the question is, what are you going to do about it? This is just encouragement to you to let you know that as feminine women, as godly women, we have more power than we know. We have more power. The Bible tells us how much power we have. And as praying women, my God, we have so much power. We have to be smart. We have to be wise. We can't always tell everybody our move. We just got to do it. And so I challenge you Do you want family? Is this something that you really want? Because if it's something that you really want, let's get together and make it happen. And the more women stand up to say, you know what? I want to have my children, my own children. I don't want to take its life from my womb. I actually want to bring it to the world. I want to take care of my own baby. Excuse me, I don't want to leave it in a daycare with strangers who don't like my baby. I don't want to give it formula. I want to try to give it my milk because it's healthier. I want to be at home with my children. I want the first face that my baby sees is mine. I don't want to just have a baby, put it in daycare and go to work and give my best productive years to a career, to a company that doesn't love me, that'll probably replace me, that's clocking my breaks, clocking my lunches, when I can just be at home with my children, taking care of my home, preparing healthier meals for my family, and budgeting. I want to be that woman. When more of us stand up and stand on our square and happily take that, you'll see the tide is turning. It's already turning. We're now seeing all of these boss chicks now all of a sudden want to be housewives. We want the soft life. We want to be feminine. We want to be all of that. And all of the same people that used to laugh at traditional women, especially conservative, like they called us all kinds of names and they still do. But but they love the benefits of being conservative. They love the benefits of being traditional. And now you see that coming out where more women are saying, we're tired of working. We're tired of the feminist rhetoric. But are they really tired of the feminist rhetoric? I don't know. Maybe that'll be the next podcast. But you stay with God every step of the way. Remember, I love you and Jesus Christ loves you. And until the next time, keep the faith, baby. Peace.